T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
11-year NFL veteran wide receiver. Check him out now on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network and NFL Today on CBS. Nate Burleson joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Nate, you guys look real good on TV this morning with the Ryan Fitzpatrick get-up, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just trying to live that Fitz magic, man. He's doing something right down there in Tampa, but we're having a little fun like we usually try to do every morning. First, let me say thank you for having me on, and I appreciate you guys being patient. We missed each other a couple times over the last couple weeks, but I'm excited to talk some football with y'all.
It's all good. It's all good. We always appreciate you taking the time to jump on the program. Let's begin with one of the big stories out of the Bay Area. Josh Gordon apparently is going to be exiting Cleveland, whether it's a trade, whether it's an outright release. We'll find out sometime later today. But the Niners are linked. They are linked as a team that's made a call. Tell me your thoughts on Gordon. Would you be taking a risk with him if you were a general manager like John Lynch?
Well, no question. I mean, one, you got to think about the relationship between Kyle Shanahan and Josh. I mean, Kyle Shanahan was, of course, with the Cleveland Browns, and I was there for a cup of coffee, and Josh was one of those players that caught my eye. I remember having a conversation with him at practice. He was dominating. I mean, when I say dominating, I mean dominating, just seamlessly working through practice, working through drills. And I remember saying to him, man, like, look, you remind me of Randy Moss. You remind me of Calvin Johnson. Like, you have what it takes to be one of the greats in this game. And this is after that 2013 season when he led the league in touchdowns and yards in just 14 games. This is after a couple of suspensions, some ups and downs, more downs than not. And he looked at me and said, yeah, just wait till I get in shape. I'm like, what do you mean get in shape? He's like, I feel like I'm overweight, 25 pounds overweight. I'm like, what? And you're overweight and you're dominating like this? And fast forward so many years later, now to this point, still some ups and downs. But I remember seeing him in L.A. past off season, and he was the most chiseled dude I've ever seen. Like, I gave him the bro hug. We was out at night, and I'm like, what's everybody doing? He's like, nothing, man, just getting my mind right, working out every day, trying to get an opportunity, just an opportunity to get back on the field. And you can see that he's in phenomenal shape. I mean, there's some pictures of the surface of him working out. His triceps and biceps look like they were drawn on. So, you know, to answer your question, I would say yes, in a very long-winded way. I don't know all the details of why Cleveland Brown finally decided to walk away or sever the relationship. But I do know that Josh Gordon, healthy, fast, strong, one of the best receivers in the game. The question is, where is he at from a commitment standpoint? From the outside looking in, I feel like he'd be an absolute treasure to any team that would sign him. Now, if you talk to somebody in the Cleveland Browns, they can say, well, Nate, I mean, he's put a smile on his face over the last couple of weeks, but he hasn't been an angel within the doors of the facility. So I can't speak on exactly what they're going to get. I do know, pure X's and O's. Put him on the field, put a football jersey on, and if he's what he wants to be as far as a leader and a playmaker, he'll be a dominant receiver and not just a guy that can kind of help the team. I'm talking about an absolute game changer.
How can a team find out if he's motivated to keep playing, though? Because that seems to be the one narrative that's popping up, not only from the Cleveland story, but just in general. So how, as a general manager, thinking about bringing him in, can you determine whether or not he still wants to play football?
Right. This isn't like, online dating. You can't just swipe left, and say, oh, there's Josh Gordon, let me swipe right and hope everything's all right. You know, I feel like, you know, you're going to have to do your research. It's just like we used to do back in the day before the dating site. And you heard about a girl you wanted to date, or a girl heard about a guy that she wanted to date, she would ask around. You find out some information. You'd ask some friends. And then before you knew it, you have a collection of things that were said about this individual, and then you can formulate your own thoughts. We've all been in those relationships before where you would sit back and try to pay attention to all of the signs. And then you would think to yourself, okay, I know what I'm getting. Now let me take a risk, or let me just go ahead and leave this alone. And I feel like, of course, when you look at Josh Gordon and his history, there's somewhat of a risk. But the risk versus reward, I feel like you're going to get reward more than you need. And there might be some stipulations. There might be some things that are written. There might even be somebody at the facility that is very hands-on and say, listen, you're going to be attached to Josh Gordon like white on rice, similar to Dez Bryant early in his career. You know, similar to to some of these players that we might see as trouble or have a troubled past, but they end up being dominant because they're on a good path. And I will say this. There's something to be said about starting anew for the Cleveland Browns. I'm happy for them. I like dating analogies because I feel like we all can identify with it. I feel like when it comes to Cleveland Browns, they've been dating this dude and they've been helping him get his mind right. You know, we all know a friend. He's been dating that person. You're like, you helped them get back on their feet. You were with them through the hard times when they had no job, when they was broke, ashy, and they had chap lips. You helped them get right. They became beautiful and they walk away. What? Really? You talking about Broke Bobby left you? She's like, yeah. I helped Broke Bobby get a job, and now he got a fresh haircut, and he got a good outfit on. He's dating somebody else. That's what's going to happen. So, yeah, there's that part of it. Cool. But for Josh Gordon, I think starting new is good for him. Starting fresh is good for him. Putting on a new jersey is good for him. So, yeah, I would say it's a good choice, man.
Oh, Nate, that was...
Now, big blow to the Florida offense. I feel like this could help. This could help Kyle Shanahan big time.
Great analogy, great analogy. When you talk about quarterback, and we're talking about, I know you were talking about Fitzpatrick Ryan. Look at Carson Wentz, and of course Nick Foles. You see how he came in and won a Super Bowl and did those things. And then you think about Jameis and what's going on now with Ryan. Is this the same situation, and what's the biggest difference? How would you compare and contrast these similar situations?
Well, you know, Nick Foles is one of those guys that he really caught lightning in a bottle, and he played at such a high level. And now I was just going through my phone, and I'm getting alerts that Carson Wentz is cleared to play, and he's going to play on Sunday. If Nick Foles was playing that well over the last couple of weeks, Carson Wentz would still be sitting his butt on the sideline and healing up over the next couple of weeks. But I think the Eagles are like, look, we got to get this season going before it gets away from us. The thing that's difficult about him in that position is he didn't just tear his ACL, he also tore his LCL. So hopefully Carson Wentz is going to be all right. I mean, he was in MVP form before he got hurt last year. Fitzmagic, though, I feel like there was something to be said about a guy playing completely free. And we talked about it a little bit on the show. If they say, hey, Fitz, like, you got a few weeks, and then James is going to come back. You know, this is his team. We invested all this money. He's our guy. And he's like, all right, cool. Listen, I've been in the league for a long time. I'm about to go out here and let it rip. And he is making play after play after play, similar to what Case Keenum was doing last year. They basically say, hey, Case, you know we're going to go get another quarterback, so just play yourself into a contract. And he thinks to himself, whether I throw 100 picks or throw 100 touchdowns, I'm just going to do this without guilt. Same thing with Alex Smith. And he was out there playing free in Kansas City because they basically said, listen, we're going to go with Pat Mahomes, so you go ahead and play yourself into a contract, which he did. And Alex Smith played well last year playing free. Now it brings me to San Francisco. Same thing with Jimmy Garoppolo. I was looking at him last year, and I was saying, all right, guys, I know we're getting excited, and I love Jimmy G. You know, he plays the part, and he's a good leader, and I think he did it all at the right time. You know, the whole record of not losing and all that, but those five games last year, just being honest, they didn't mean anything. So there's a certain freedom in that. Jimmy G is like, look, I need to play myself to a big bag of money, and I can go out here and play free because San Francisco has been pretty much inept offensively. So if me just going out there and plays free means I can shine more than I've ever shined before, this is going to work out for everybody, which it did. But now, as we're seeing the beginning of the season, 2 weeks in, it's not the same type of freedom. Once you get that contract, once you get that bag, once people start looking at you, not as a guy that we hope can be our savior, it's the guy that better be our savior. That's a different type of pressure. So I'm looking at all these different quarterbacks, man, and it's so fun because the storylines are incredible. From the vets that I just mentioned, the guys that just got paid, Derek Carr bouncing back after week one, having a good game in week two. And then look at Pat Mahomes. Golly, are you kidding me? This young man is playing at a phenomenal level. 10 touchdowns first 2 games, on pace for all kind of rookie records. And I'm excited to see two things. One, if Kansas City and the Chiefs offense can keep that up. Shout out to Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid. But also, what teams are going to start implementing that system? Because we all know, you guys know, this is a copycat league. Somebody's going to try to copy it, and they will be successful. And then there's going to be other teams that are going to try to copy what Kansas City is doing, and they're going to fail. It's like seeing an outfit that you saw in a movie. You're like, you know, I'm going to go buy that next week, and you wear it. You're like, damn it, this don't look the same. and that's how some of these offenses are going to be. They're like, damn it, this don't look like Kansas City's. Let's go back to our old style.
Nate Burleson with us here on 95.7 The Game. Have you ever seen a team with that much speed? Everyone knows Tyreek Hill can run, but you put him next to Sammy Watkins. You throw Kelce in there. You've got Kareem Hunt in the backfield. I've been watching them these first 2 weeks. I mean, I grew up watching Andy coach the Philadelphia Eagles. I have never seen this kind of speed all over the field.
Yeah, straight up, and that's a great way to put it. And I thought the same thing, man. Watching Andy Reid and knowing the teams that he has coached, you know, it's impressive. It's impressive for so many reasons because he's adjusted too. Think about it. Andy Reid, when he first started coaching, there was no jet sweep and the pistol offense, and he's implemented all that. And last game, we saw the jet sweep, we saw reverses, we saw a bunch of formations, we even saw him go five wide, empty backfield, like Pat Mahomes is in college again. We just one game dude threw 80 balls in college. And it's almost like Andy Reid is saying, hey, listen, game to game, it's going to change, but I'm going to give you the ability to do whatever you want. And that is so confusing to these defense coordinators. That's the reason why I feel like this isn't a flash in the pan. This is going to be successful. This is going to be one of the better offenses in the league because week in and week out, you know, we're going to have these guys going up against defense. They're going to say, okay, are they going to spread us? Are they going to give it to Kareem Hunt, who led the league in rushing? Or are they going to sit here and have all kind of motions and just tweets to Tyreek Hill, whose nickname and handle on Twitter is Cheetah, like the actual cheetah, like he stole it from the animal.
He's so fast that it's hard to call him anything but that. I guess one way you can slow down Kansas City would be to get to the quarterback, and nobody does it better than Khalil Mack on display tonight for Chicago and Monday Night Football. How much does this continue to sting the Raiders, knowing that they have a limited pass rush and Khalil Mack's out there wrecking the game for Chicago?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, we have these conversations in between the commercial break that I wish that everybody's privy to. And of course, you know, we were listening to Gruden talk week one, and he's just like, you know, I'm going to review the film, and I got to check it out. I think we played okay in offense, and a day later, he's like, well, Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, we got to work on some things. And then he kind of was hard. He was hard on Derek Carr, and Derek Carr stepped up big. Played phenomenal this past weekend. But then the big thing that he's always repeating over the last couple of weeks is, you know, we just got to get to the quarterback. We got to get more pressure. You know, we don't have pass rush. We just don't have, you know, we got to get better pass rush. And kind of, the close, but it's almost like he doesn't understand the elephant in the room. Like, you literally let him go. You didn't just let him go. Like, you didn't even make the call. You know, that's what's, I guess, funny about it. And I hate to say funny because I don't want Brady to dog me on Twitter, but it is kind of funny that he got that $100 million. And, of course, he's well-respected. When he's grown as a coach and as a TV personality, especially me being in TV, you know, I respect Gruden wholeheartedly. But the fact that you didn't call Khalil Mack and you waited too long to kind of just establish the relationship, and that by that time, Khalil Mack felt so disrespected. And he signs this big deal in Chicago, and now the Oakland Raiders are kind of searching for that. And you're not going to find that replacement. Like, that's a once-in-a-lifetime act. Like, that's like cut from the LT cloth. I'm not saying he's Lawrence Taylor, but he's cut from that cloth. We saw a piece of that in that week one. He's absolutely dominant.
11-year NFL veteran wideout. Check him out now on Good Morning Football, which you can catch on the NFL Network, and NFL Today on CBS. Nate Burleson with us here on 95.7 The Game. Always entertaining and insightful, Nate. Thank you so much for your time.
No, I appreciate you guys, man. We'll talk soon.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.